Jdalid Amid Aleph. The last thing the Gemara is discussing. Okay, you know what? Let's start, because last week we didn't learn. Let's start. 8 lines from the bottom of the page. Dalet Amid Aleph. In the Mishnah that says that Rosh Chodesh Nissan is the Rosh Hashanah for Chagim, for the Yom Tovim. So the Gemara says, Regalim Bechad Benissan, what do you mean the Yom Tovim? Around the first of Nissan, B'chamish Aser Benissan Hu. Because the Gemara basically means that Pesach is the first Yom Tov, right? Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, why are you telling me Rosh Chodesh Nissan if the first Yom Tov is Pesach, the 15th of Nissan? Amr Rav Chista, Rav Chista said what the Gemara means is Regal Shabbat Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim. It means you're right. It means Taka Pesach. It means Taka the 15th. It means it's a Yom Tov that in it, meaning in the month of Nisan, is Rosh Hashanah for Yom Tov. So the Gemara says Nafkamina. What difference does it make which is the first Yom Tov? What difference does it make? So the Gemara says it matters. That when a person should be transgressing the Aveda of Baal Te'achad means, as it says in the Chumash, that if you promise to bring a korban, or you promise something for the Beis HaMikdash, you couldn't bring it 20 years later. There's a certain amount of time, you're not allowed to delay it. As the Pasuk says, Le'sa'achad le'shalmei. So now, and it goes according to Rab Shimon. What does this mean? So the Gemara explains. The Tanya, because we learned in the Braise, Echad HaNeidr. When somebody makes a neder, meaning he makes a vow to give something to the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, or Echad HaMagdish, if something makes something Hegdish. Or Echad HaMayrich, Marich is what's called Erchin. Erchin is if a person says, I donate my value to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Torah says, depending male, female, how old you are, younger, older, so that's how much you have to pay. And everybody's equal. So it says, in all these three types of vows to the Beis HaMikdash, Kivin Sha'avro Alav Shalosh Regalim, if three Yamam Tevim pass, and you still didn't give it, Over Babal Ta'achar, you're transgressing this law of not delaying. Page Dalet Amid Aleph, all the way at the bottom. Five lines in the bottom of the page. So the Tanakhama says, once three Yamam Tevim pass by, that means, if somebody made a vow, Erev Pesach, and Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot goes by, so right after Sukkot, if the person didn't pay the vow yet, he transgressed this Aveir of Baal Te'achad. Reb Shimon says, no, it's not three Yomim Tevim, it has to be Gimel Regalim Kisidron. It has to be three Yomim Tevim in a row, in order. That means you have to start from Pesach. So he says, V'chag HaMatzos Tchila. And Pesach, Chag HaMatzos is the first of the three. What does it mean? So he said, Chayinoi, Reb Shimon Yechai Emed, Regalim, sometimes Pamim B'Gimel, sometimes it's three Yom Tovim, sometimes four, sometimes five. And the Gemara says, what is it, how do you get this existing? So he says, Ketzak, Nadal Lefnei Pesach. If somebody made this vow before Pesach, like we said, even Erev Pesach, he made the vow. So as soon as Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot go by, he's fine. I mean, not fine. That's when he transgresses. Lefnei Atzeres, if somebody made the vow before Shavuos. Now, according to Rav Shimon, even though you have Shavuos, Sukkot, it doesn't count. You have to wait for Pesach to come, and then you start the three Yomim Tevim. So according to him, it's going to be five Yomim Tevim. Shavuos, Sukkot, then Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Lefnei HaChag, if somebody made it before Sukkot, so now it's Sukkot, then Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, it's going to be Arba, it's going to be four Yomim Tevim. So the Gemara answers very simply, for what difference does it make if Pesach is the first Yom Tov, or not, who cares? So the Gemara says it matters. According to Rav Shimon, when you make a vow that you need the three Yomim Tevim to be transgressing it, it has to start from Pesach. So therefore, the Mishnah says Pesach is the first of the Yom Tovim. Then the Gemara says, "Tan Rabbanim, we learned in the Braisim, Chayav Yadomim, people that are obligated in payment of money, or erchin, or his own personal value that he donates to the Beis Hamikdash, hacharam vegdeishes. These are various different type. For instance, chedem. If a person says this object is chedem, what does it mean? It's consecrated for the Beis Hamikdash. Or hegdeshes, or a person makes something hegdish. Or chatois, if somebody has to bring a sin offering. Vashamis, or a different type of asham sin offerings. Eilis ushlamim, if somebody promised to give an oila or a shlamim. Or tzedakas and maisis, charitable pledges. It means if you promise tzedakah, at the bottom he brings down tzedakah l'chir is a problem over here, because tzedakah you have to give right away. But Tesis answers, that's only if Tesis asks the question, what do you mean tzedakah? The Gemara says here you have tzedakah whatever amount of time it is, so the Tesis says tzedakah you have to give right away. So Tesis says that's only if the poor man is there. If the poor man is not there, then the Gemara says how long you have for it.
If he gives it, then you shoot.
Oh, one second, we'll see in a second. Or Maiseris, giving Maiseris the tithing for, you know, in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. Or Bechor, you have to give your Bechor to the Kohen. Or Maiseris. Or Pesach, on a carbon Pesach. So the Gemara, or Leket Shikchul Peah. Well, you have to give, you know, the Leket Shikchen Peah, which are the various things you have to have the field that you have to give to the poor people. So it says, Kivin Shavar Alem Shavar Shavagolim. Once the Yamim Tevim pass by, Eivir Bebal Ta'achat. You're transgressing that you're delaying the charitable or the miser or carbon, whatever it is. Reb Shimon Eimer, Shalish Regalim Kisidran, three Yamim Tevim in the proper order, and Pesach got to be the first, like we said before. But now the Gemara is going to say three more opinions. Basically, the Gemara is saying like this, whenever a person makes a vow, either for the Beis Hamikdash or poor people, you have a certain amount of time you have to pay it. You can't just leave it there for 20 years to pay it. You have a time that you have to give it. And if not, you are transgressing a negative commandment that the Torah says, Leisa'achel Lishalmi. Now the first opinion says, three Yamim Tevim in any order. The Pshimin says, no. It has to be three Yamim Tevim, but Pesach has to be the first.
What is the reason that Pshimin says three Yamim Tevim
straight? The Gemara is going to learn it out. The Gemara is going to ask the question, Taka. The Gemara is going to ask, why does Reb Shimon say three in a row? I mean, starting from Pesach. Why? The Gemara is going to ask that. He learned it out from a pasuk. Rameir says even stricter. Ki even sha'aver alein regel echad. Once even one Yom Tov goes by, Eiver b'val ta'acher. So Rameir says even one Yom Tov goes by and you didn't pay up your debt for tzedakah or things like that, you get a sin. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Kivin Shavar al Shnei Regalim, when two Yamim Tevim pass, Eivir Baal Ta'achar. Rabbi Eliezer ben Rabbi Shimon, another opinion, listen, this is interesting, Rabbi Eliezer argues on his father, Rabbi Shimon, he says, Kivin Shaleh al Chaga Sukkis, even if just the Yom Tov of Sukkot passes by, Eivir Bebal Ta'achar. Once Sukkot passes by, that's when you get the sin. So the Gemara says there's five opinions. Okay? Two say three Yomim Tevim. The argument is only between the first opinion and the Chachamim and Reb Shimon, whether Pesach is the first one of the three or not. The Meir says one Yom Tov. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yaakov says two Yamim Tevim, and Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon says Sukkis. Now the Gemara is going to ask, what's the reason of all these people? Where do they get the basis for this halacha from?
Mm-hmm.
So the Gemara says, my time at the Tanakama. What's the reason of the Tanakama? Why does the Tanakama say that you need any three Yamim Tevim, whether no matter what the order is, you get the Davedim? So he says, Michti, let's see. It says, Minayu Solik, the Tater that's finished speaking about the three Yamim Tevim that you have to go up to the Beis Hamikdash. Lamali Lameda, why does the Tater have to repeat Bechaga Matzis, Bechaga Shvuos, and Bechaga Sukkis? The Gemara says a very simple question. The Tater the whole time is speaking. Okay. Let's get a chumash. We'll see it much better. It's all clear. Chumash Dvarim. Oops. Chumash Dvarim. Okay, the Torah says now the Torah is speaking all about, by the way, this we read in Anevi Yom Tif and Parshas Re'eh. Okay. So it says over here, it speaks about Pesach, Shavuos and Sukkos, and then the Torah says Shalosh Pamim Bashana, three times a year, Yerah Kol Zchuchas Pnei Hashem Alokecha. Everybody, all the male have to see Hashem. And then it says again, B'chag HaMatzis, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos. So the Tanna Kama says, it just said the three Yomim Tevim. Why is the Torah saying an extra time, B'chag HaMatzis, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos? So that the Tanna Kama says, why is the Torah teaching us this? That's when you transgress Baal Te'achar. That if three Yomim Tevim go by, and you didn't bring the car, or the donation, whatever, so then you're Avid. So now the Gemara says, okay, the difference is, why does the Torah repeat it? To tell us that you're transgressing the Aved of Baal Te'achar. Then it says, it says even more. It doesn't have to say Chag HaSukkos, because that was the last thing the Torah says. Lama le'nemar, why does it have to say b'chag HaSukkos? If it just said chag HaSukkos, the Torah is speaking about Sukkos, and then the Torah says, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. So Rav Shimon asks even more. Sukkos for sure it doesn't have to mention. Why does it mention Sukkos last? Le'ma to teach us sheze achna, that's the last Yom Tov. What does Rav Shimon hold? It goes in order. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Right? So therefore, what is the fact that it says Sukkos at the end? It teaches us Sukkos is the last of the Yomim Tevim. Because which one's the first? Pesach. The Meir, now the question the Meir holds, one Yom Tev itself makes it transgress Baal Te'achar. My time, as he said, because it says in the Pasuk, Ubas Hashama, you should come to the Beis HaMikdash, Vavesim Shama, and you should bring there. So what do you see from this? That even one Yom Tif, you have to come, you have to bring. So if a person makes a vow for a carbon or whatever, one Yom Tif passes by, you didn't bring it, you already get an Aveda. So the Gemara says, but the Rabbanon learn that you need three Yom Tevim. The Pasuk says, come and bring, which means even one Yom Tif. Mm-hmm. What do they do with that Pasuk? So the Gemara says, Ahula Esse. There's a difference between a positive mitzvah and a negative mitzvah. Meaning, Vaveisim Shama is a positive mitzvah, you have to bring the carbon right away. But when you transgress a negative commandment, when three Yomim Tevim pass by. So there's two things. You transgress the positive, and you transgress the negative. So positive mitzvah is after one Yom Tev. You don't bring it, you transgress the positive mitzvah. The Torah said, bring it, and you didn't. But when you get a negative commandment, which is a bigger blemish on the nefesh, that's dafke if three Yom Tevim go by.
And in that order?
Huh?
Or just in any order? I mean...
Well, according to the Tanna Kamma, no particular order.
And that's the halacha, right?
Right. The Rameir, and Rameir says, though, Kiv and Amalei Rachmana Aysa. If the Torah says bring it, and you didn't bring it, Rameir says very simple. If the Torah says bring it and you don't, so you over the negative commandment also. Mm-hmm. The only problem is you wouldn't get whipped for this. You don't get malchus. Mm-hmm. Because you only get malchus for a lav that has an action. If you don't do something, but you're transgressing a negative commandment, then you don't get punished for it. For instance, if somebody eats chazer, which the Torah says don't, so then if you do it, you get whipped, lashes, malchus. But if the Torah says don't delay from bringing it, and you just don't do it, so you did a negative mitzvah, you transgressed a negative commandment, but you don't get punished for it. Like many opinions say, I mean, it's in the Rambam from these days, if somebody doesn't get rid of their chametz, they just keep the chametz in the house in Pesach, and the Torah says you're not allowed to own chametz, but I'm not actively doing it,
don't do it.
I just didn't get rid of it, so then is I wouldn't get malchus. But if I'm Pesach, I went to buy chametz, then according to that lav, maybe I wouldn't get malchus for a different reason, but for this lav, then I would get malchus because
did
I did an action. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, my time. Why did Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov say two yamim teivin that pass by make you over bal ta'achar? So he says because it says in the pasuk elo tasu l'Hashem. This is what you should do for Hashem. B'me'adeichem in your Yomim Tevim. In the Yomim Tevim, this is what you should do. Me'adeichem is plural. The minimum of plural is two. So mi'et me'adim shnayim. The least, the minimum number of plural is two. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, if you did it two Yomim Tevim, then you get a negative commandment. V'rabbanan, I, the Rabbanan, say that you need three, and this pasuk implies two. So the Gemara says, "Ahu l'chad Rabbeinu." That teaches us like Rabbeinu. What does Rabbeinu teach us? Dami Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu says, "Huk shekol ameidim kulam zelazeh." All the yamim tevim are likened one to the next. Shekulam mechaprim. All of them forgive al tumas migdash v'kadoshiv. For the if a person by mistake was tamei and went into the Beis HaMikdash, or by mistake was tamei, meaning he didn't know he was tamei, and ate a korban, so how does he get forgiven? From the korbanos of the Yomim Tevim. Now, meaning as follows. Every Yom Tev, part of the korbanos schedule, was a sin offering. A chatas. Public korban of a sin offering. Rosh Chodesh was also a sin offering. Sid Izim Echad Lechatos. Now, by Rish Chedish, it says, the Pasuk says, to lift them up for the Chatos, to lift up the community. So the Gemara learns out that the carbon Chatos of Rish Chedish, why did they bring a public carbon of Chatos on Rish Chedish? To forgive for somebody that didn't know he was Tamei. For instance, I'll give you a simple example. What happens if a guy didn't know he was tamei, ate a korban which he wasn't allowed to, or he went into the Beis HaMikdash when he wasn't allowed to, and he never even realized that he did it? If he realized, he has to bring a private korban. What happens if a guy did it and he never knew? So the fact is, the guy did something wrong. How does he get forgiven? So when they brought the public korban on Rosh Chodesh, that forgave for that.
Bishkog.
But now the Gemara says, we learn out all the Yomim Tevim one from the next, which teaches us that every single Yom Tev, the carbon chatas that was brought as a public communal carbon, forgave for the accidental sin of somebody being tamei and either eating a carbon or going into the Beis HaMikdash.
Would it also atone for other averas that the person didn't know about?
The Gemara basically says that it connects these particular things. Doesn't Rashi in Chumash says that the carbon chatas and Rosh Chodesh forgave Hashem for lessening the moon, like we learned many times, for making the moon smaller. But no, that's basically it. There were certain kabbanis and certain avedas that did forgive for all other for other avedas like that too.
B'shoigig?
No, if he knew about it, then he would have to bring his own carbon. In other words, if you didn't know anything, you didn't even know you did it, so basically you wouldn't necessarily be obligated to bring a carbon. It's only when you found out about it. Yeah.
A Jew who's not a Kohen or a Levi, how far into the Beit HaMikdash could they go?
Basically into what was called the Ezras Noshim, into the woman section, and sometimes a little bit beyond, depending. But like, there was the Azara area, then the what's called the Kodesh, the Heichal. Only Kohenim, when they worked, were allowed to be there. And the Holy of Holies, that only the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. But the other people basically were allowed to go into the first part of the Beis HaMikdash. Not where the altars were, not where the menorah was, that was only the Kohenim and only when they worked. It wasn't a tourist attraction. You couldn't.
Altar outside.
Yeah, but that was the golden altar. But that was only for the Ketedis. The main altar that they brought to Korbanos on, a Jew was a Yisrael, not a Jew. I mean, Yisrael wasn't allowed to go. They can watch from the distance, but they weren't allowed to go in. But even that, the first part of the Beis HaMikdash, if you were Tami, you still weren't allowed to go in. So if somebody accidentally, let's say, it was possible for a person to become Tami, not even knowing that he became Tami. Either somebody touched him who was Tami, and therefore he became Tame, or he happened to walk over a grave when he didn't know there was a grave there.
Yeah.
You know, and he became Tame, and the guy, it's not his fault, he just never knew. Mm-hmm. So these Korbanos forgave that type of Aveda.
Or his body steward expression without knowing.
Without knowing, I mean, any of these types of things that would make him Tame that he didn't realize, and therefore these Korbanos forgave it. What's the question?
Did it count for kids if they got Tame?
Yeah, kids were also forgiven with it. Yep. Because even a kid that was Tameh was also not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Because he was Tameh. If he was impure, he was impure.
Do all these things apply to kids?
Yep. You don't get out of it. Okay. Then the Gemara says, "V'Rab Elazar b'Rab Shimon." Now Rab Elazar b'Rab Shimon said, once Sukkis goes by, where does he get the basis for his din? Because the Tanya says, Rab Elazar b'Rab Shimon said, Lo yeme chaga Sukkis, the Torah doesn't have to say Sukkis. Shabei di b'rakosuf. That was the last thing the Torah mentioned. When it says, the Torah says Sukkis, and then it says again, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkis. Why does it have to say Sukkis again if it just said Sukkis? To teach the Shezer Geidim, that Sukkis is what makes it happen. That means, once Sukkis goes by, so according to Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon, it doesn't matter one Yom Tov, two Yom Tov, and three Yom, that doesn't matter. Sukkis goes by, you didn't bring the korban, then you transgress Be'al Tachar. Transgress this love. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who derive from different verses, whether it's one Yom Tov, two Yom Tov, whatever it is, what do they learn from the pasuk that says it's an extra pasuk? The Torah speaks about the three chagim. All of a sudden, the Torah repeats itself and says Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkis. Why does the Torah repeat the whole pasuk is extra? He says he teaches us a different din. It teaches us for a din of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Eishiya, and this is an interesting halacha. How do we know that you have a makeup time for Shavuos all 7 days? Let me explain this very simply. Every Jew had to go up to the Beis HaMikdash, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Every Jew had to come with a korban. In fact, they had to come with two korbanos. Okay? Now, obviously, you can't have all the Jews bringing a korban in one day. It's mamish, physically impossible. So Pesach and Sukkis is really not a problem, because you have 7 days. Mm-hmm. Pesach is 7 days, biblically I'm saying. Pesach is 7 days, Shavuos is 7 days. So you have, I'm saying Shavuos. Pesach is 7 days, Sukkis is 7 days. Okay, so that's not a problem. Shavuos is 1 day mm-hmm. in Israel. It's 1 day. Now the question is, how in the world can you bring all the korbanos in 1 day? So the Gemara learns out from this pasuk that Shavuos also has 7 day makeup. By the way, if you ever know, that's why you don't say Tachnun for 7 days after Shavuos. Why? it's called Shivis Yimei HaTashlumim, the 7 days of makeup. Meaning, when you came for Shavuos, you still had, even though the Yom Tov was only 1 day, you still had 7 days to be able to bring the korban. But now the Gemara asks, where do you learn that out from? It doesn't say that in the Torah. The Torah says Shavuos is 1 day. Where do you get the concept that you have 7 days? So the Gemara said, we learn it out from this pasuk. It says, Chag HaMatzis, Chag HaShavuos, V'Chag HaSukkos. The Torah is likening each Yom Tov to one another. So just like Pesach and Sukkot are 7 days, Shavuos also has 7 days. So this is where the Gemara learns out, according to the Meir and the Blazer Ben Yaakov, what do you do with this pasuk if it's extra? Because the Torah just said the three... You have good ears. The Torah says the three Yom Tovim, and then the Torah repeats again Chag HaMatzis, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos. So the Gemara says it teaches us La Tzera Sheyesh Lo Tashlum Kol Shiva. It says as follows: Minay La Tzera Sheyesh Lo Tashlum Kol Shiva. How do I know that Shavuos has a makeup for 7 days? Talmud Lema, the Torah says B'chag HaMatzis, Chag HaShavuos, V'chag HaSukkos, and Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos, Makish Chag HaShavuos, V'chag HaMatzis. We liken Shavuos to Pesach. Ma Chag HaMatzis, Yesh No Tashlum and Kol Shiva, just like Pesach has a makeup of 7 days, that 7 days you're allowed to bring the carbon, Al Chag HaShavuos. The same thing, Shavuos, Yesh No Tashlum and Kol Shiva, has 7 days to make up. So now the Gemara asks, okay, but why do you liken, and here's an interesting thing, Pesach is 7 days, Sukkot is 8 days. Because you have Shemini Atzeres, it's 8 days. So the Gemara says, why do you liken Shavuos to Pesach? To give Shavuos only 7 days, why didn't you liken it to Sukkot and give it 8 days? Because look at the pasuk says, Chag HaMatzis, Chag HaShavuos, and Chag HaSukkos. Okay? So the Gemara says, we liken Shavuos to Pesach. Just like Pesach is 7 day Yom Tov, Shavuos, including the first day, you have 7 days. So the Gemara asks, why do you liken Shavuos to Pesach? Liken Shavuos to Sukkos, and you have 8 days? Mm-hmm. So the Gemara answers, no. Shmini regel b'fnei atzmehu. Shmini Atzeres is not Sukkos. It's a separate Yom Tov. How many days does Sukkot have? 7. Shmini Atzeres is not the 8th day of Sukkot. Shmini Atzeres, the Gemara is going to say an interesting thing, Shmini Atzeres is an 8th day, a separate Yom Tov. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, yeah, you do liken it to Sukkot also. Sukkot only has 7 days.
How is it possible that all the Jews, millions of Jews,
they didn't have millions of Jews, it was only the male, not the female. And at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the population wasn't as big as it is today. And they had all the Kohanim from all the shifts working on the Chagim, on the Yom Tovim, and they did it.
They had to bring
they brought chicken, birds, whatever. Every person had to bring something. They had to bring. Then the din was, if somebody that didn't own land wasn't able to go. There's a famous story in the Gemara. There was a guy who camouflaged himself like a Jew, and the Yehuda ben Seder lived in Netzivim. That was the city. It was far away from Yerushalayim, Netzivim. And Rabbi Elazar Tzitzis brings it down in Pesachim. This guy once bragged, and the din is a guy, he's not allowed to eat the carbon pesach. Kol ara le'yechol bei. Right? You're not allowed to eat the carbon pesach. In fact, he gets killed if he eats a carbon pesach. So this guy once bragged to Rabbi Yehuda ben which name did I say? Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Yehuda ben Seder. It was Rabbi Yehuda ben Seder, and he bragged to him, "Hey, I'm a guy and I get the carbon pesach. I tricked you guys." So Rabbi Yehuda ben Seder said to him, "Hey, but you really are a fool," he said, "because you never asked them for the tail. And the tail was supposed to be like a good part of the animal. Mm-hmm. And the din was, you're not allowed to eat the tail." So Rabbi Yehuda ben Seder wanted, the Kohanim would realize it. So the next time the guy went to bring the Korban Pesach, he said to the Kohenim, I want the tail. So they looked at him and he said, who told you to ask for the tail? He said, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirim. So they understood that this was, they trapped the guy. So they sent the so they took care of the guy. And they sent a message to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirim that you live in the Tzivan, but your net means your influence is all the way to Yerushalayim. That's what he said. So Tosfos says over there in the Gemara, why didn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirim have to go Eila Regel?
Yes.
He lived in the Tzivan, why didn't he have to go to Eila Regel if every Jew has to go up? So Tosfos answers a few answers. One is that either he didn't own land. If he didn't own land, so therefore he didn't go up. Another answer is he was old, and the Gemara in the Chagiga says that a person who's old and can't walk doesn't have to go up to the base of Migdash, because the Torah says you have to be Eila Regel. You have to go up with your foot. If you're crippled and or old and you can't walk, mm-hmm. They didn't have planes and cars in those days.
Yeah.
And the Torah says not even by wagon. If you weren't able to walk, the Torah freed you from the obligation. That's why it's called, why is the Yom Tov called Regalim? Regel. Mm-hmm. How does Regel get a Yom Tov? Chag is a Yom Tov. How does Regel? Because Regel means you have to go up by foot.
You can't even go on a donkey or a wagon?
They were allowed to. But the Torah says, who is obligated? Because the fact that the Torah calls it Shalish Regalim, the Gemara learns out, it means you have to be able to go up by foot.
Yeah.
There was a chassid, I think, one second, there was a chassid of one of the Rebbeim, that whenever he went to the Zrebbe, he only went by foot. He said, I'm going to share the reward of going to my Rebbe with a behemoth, with an animal. Whenever he went to his Rebbe, it was a Chabad, a few generations ago. So he only went, and he got a point that he was very old, and he wasn't able to walk, and he stopped going. So Chassidim said to him, but come on a horse, and what's a wagon? He says, I will not share my reward of going to a Rebbe with a behemoth.
Isn't that selfish?
What kind of selfish?
Selfish to an animal.
Yo, they're here to serve purpose, the horses.
I understand, but it was a feeling. It wasn't. What did you want to say?
I was going to say, can't he exchange the value where, you know, in other places you have where he could exchange the monetary value?
Can he? Who's the he?
Someone that cannot go.
He's not obligated to go.
But what if somebody is obligated to go, but instead of taking
No, there's no way. No. There's not that you can tell that. No, that's like Maisa Sheini. If you have too much fruit to take your shlaim to eat, you can exchange it for money and take the money.
No,
Eila Regel was a personal obligation. When a Jew went up, they had to. Every Jew, male, had to go up.
And have an animal physically to be brought in.
Yeah. Why on Pesach at the Seder Tediavde? The shane bone, the zrei, and the egg. Because they had the Korban Pesach, and the egg represents the Korban Chagiga that they used to bring every Yom Tov. So Pesach had the Korban Chagiga. So you had the zrei and the beitza.
So then take the money, it's you have to buy an animal in Yerushalayim.
You could either schlep your animal along with you, or you can buy an animal in Yerushalayim. I imagine, based on supply and demand, it's probably more expensive to buy an animal in Yerushalayim because, you know, they had a good market. But a guy could have schlepped his animal. You know what it is to schlep an animal? To schlep a cow or a bull or something like that, you know.
So a bull you can ride on it wild.
I don't know if who rides on a bull. And a non-kosher animal you couldn't bring. A horse and a donkey you couldn't bring.
1 second.
Okay, so now the Gemara says. Oh, so now the Gemara says, now that's an interesting concept. The Gemara says, Shmini Regel B'fnei Atzmei. Shmini Atzeret is a separate Yom Tov. So the Gemara asks, wait a minute. Eimer Daminin Shmini Regel B'fnei Atzmei. When do you say Shmini Atzeret is a separate Yom Tov? Is only for Pazer Koshev. This is an acronym for six things that Shmini Atzeres is a separate yom tov. What are the six things? So it says as follows. Pei, Rashi says, I already explained it, Masechtas Yuma. So Rashi doesn't elaborate here again what positive koshev is. But there are six dinim that make Shmini Atzeres a separate yom tov. But the Gemara asks, Shmini Atzeres is only a separate yom tov to these six things. But for the makeup, it's really part of Sukkos. So the Gemara's question is, so why do you liken Shavuos to Pesach that has only 7 days? Granted, Shmini Atzeres is a separate yom tov, but not as far as makeup. If makeup goes, then he's liken it to Sukkos. And the Gemara will answer, okay? But anyway, what's Pazir Koshev? Pazir Koshev is as follows. There's a concept called pious. Pious is the lottery. Now what does lottery mean? So he says as follows. There are 24 groups of Kohanim. All the Kohanim, Shmuel HaNavi and David HaMelech, divided the Kohanim into shifts. There are 24 groups of Kohanim. It was based on families. So there was 24 groups. Now, there are 70 bulls altogether brought on Sukkos. Now, if you divide 24 into 70, 70 divided by 24, you end up with 22 mishmeres had 3 bulls, and 2 mishmeres were only able to bring 2 bulls. Now, obviously, everybody wanted to do more in the Beis HaMikdash. So now you have 24 shifts, you have 70 bulls, 22 shifts can bring 3 each, and 2 shifts can only bring 2 each. Mm-hmm. So how did they divide up who gets what? Mm-hmm. It's not fair. What do they do? So they made lottery. Now, Shmini Atzeres, you only brought 1 bull. Parechod Ayalechod. 1 bull. Mm-hmm. So he says, Shmini Atzeres' bull was not put into the cheshbon of 71, mm-hmm. 70 plus 1, to give another shift, another opportunity of 3. For Shmini Atzeres, they cast lottery again from the 24 groups, who's going to get it? So Shmini Atzeres is a separate yom tov as far as the lottery is concerned. Mm-hmm. In other words, they didn't add Shmini Atzeres to the 70 to make it 71, and then 23 shifts can have 3 each, and 1 not. Sukkos was Sukkos. 7 days, 70 bulls, whatever, they divided it up amongst the 24 with lottery. Shmini Atzeres is a separate yom tov as far as the lottery goes. That's the pay. Zayin, Pazar Zayin, is man that you make a Shechionu on Shmini Atzeres, like we do. The seventh day of Pesach, you don't make a Shechionu. Because it's one Yom Tov. Shmini Atzeres, we make a Shechionu. Why? Because the Gemara says Zman is a separate Yom Tov. Regel, what does it mean, Regel? It's a separate Yom Tov in davening. By Shmini Atzeres, you don't say Sukkos. The seventh day of Pesach, you say Chag HaPesach, Chag HaMatzos. The eighth day of Sukkos, you say in davening, Shmini Atzeres HaChag HaZeh. It's not the Yom Tov. Mm-hmm. The Kuf is Korban. Is there different than the Korbanos of Sukkos? Shir, the Levim, every time sang songs for the Yom Tovim, it had its own song. And Beis is Bracha, which is the last one. That and Shmini Atzeres, the people would bless the king. The people gave a Bracha to the king, so it's a separate Yom Tov. So what's the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question is, how could you say for Tashlumim? It's a separate Yom Tov. These six things make Shmini Atzeres a separate Yom Tov. But as far as the makeup goes, L'cheira, it should be counted as part of Sukkos. So now the Gemara's question is, why are we likening Shavuos to Pesach, which is only 7 days? We should liken it to Sukkos and have 8-day makeup. So the Gemara answers a very famous thing. Tafasta meruba le'tafasta. Tafasta mu'et tafasta. If you chop too much, you get nothing. So therefore, we don't want to make it too much. We have Pesach that has 7, and Sukkos that has 8, so what are we going to liken Shavuos to the lesser amount? You don't chop so much. Mm-hmm.
But even before them, they basically get to this conclusion. It was already given. They knew it. No, or you're just learning that. How are we
correct.
Getting?
But the Gemara is at, you're right. Everybody knew already before this Gemara. Because first of all, the Gemara didn't even live in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Gemara was much after.
Yeah.
Obviously, in the Beis HaMikdash, they had 7 days. Mm-hmm. But the Gemara is trying to figure out where's the source of it. Mm-hmm. Of course, we know that's what they did. But the Gemara is trying to figure out that if you have. We know Shavuos is 7 days, but the Gemara says, why? So the Gemara says, we liken it to Pesach. Why not liken it to Sukkot? So the Gemara says, okay, Tefastim Merubale Tefastim means very simply, we have an option. Either to liken it to 7, or to liken it to 8. So the Gemara says, you go by the lesser amount. That's all.